Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Ek was gister by 'n beleggingskonferensie hier in Johannesburg en het verskeie paneelgesprekke gelei oor ons ekonomie en werkskepping. En bykans al die deelnemers aan daardie gesprekke het vingers gewys na die strukturele probleme wat ons in Suid-Afrika het, korrupsie, misdaad, swak leierskap, Eskom, Transnet en ook swak munisipale dienslewering. En dis alles faktore wat ekonomiese groei en ekonomiese aktiwiteitsvlakke weet onder geweldige druk plaas. Nou, die ouditeur-generaal het onlangs in haar verslag oor die audituitkomste vir plaaslike owerhede gewys dat of gesê dat net 34 van die 257 munisipaliteite sogenaamde skoon auditmenings ontvang het. Nou, die enigste munisipaliteit in Gauteng wat so 'n skoon auditmening ontvang het, is die DA-bestuurde Midvaal munisipaliteit en dit was die 10de agtereenvolgende jaar dat dit 'n skoon audit ontvang het. Nou, Midvaal is so 'n uur se ry suid van Johannesburg, hang af van waar jy nou begin ry en dis relatief klein, dit het so 125.000 mense en 40.000 huishoudings en dorpe soos Meyerton, Randfall, Walkerville en Henley aan Klip val in die munisipale area. Die burgemeester is Pieter Teixeira, hy is sedert 2021 aan die burgemeester daar en hy is op die lyn. Pieter, thank you so much for your time tonight. As I've said, I was at this conference and local service delivery at a local level was cited as one of the main problems for poor economic growth. But in the Midvaal, it seems like there has been significant economic growth and increase in activity levels due to improved service delivery. Can you put that into context for us?
Yes, good evening to you, Rick, and good evening to the listeners. You're quite correct. Because of our good track record of clean governance in Midvaal, this has attracted a lot of investment that has been coming into the municipality. Just in the last year, 12 months, we have processed applications to the value of 3 billion rand of investment into the municipality. This clearly indicates that, because of our good track record of clean governance, we have created an investor confidence within our municipality. And, I always say that investors look at where, municipalities can provide basic services like adequate supply of water, electricity, sanitation, and roads that are not riddled with potholes. Mm-hmm. So I think as a municipality, as Midvaal, we are getting the basics right. And, we are running a very tight ship as a municipality.
You've referred to 3 billion rands worth of investments. What type of investments are they?
Look, there's a lot of residential development. We're seeing an influx of people coming into the municipality from all over South Africa. There's also on the business commercial side. I mean, we've got a mall that is currently being constructed to the value of 380 million rand. And there's a number of residential developments like townhouses. We are seeing an expansion of the Eye of Africa, which is quite an upmarket estate within our municipality. And this is all because of, the municipality provides basic services. There's ethical governance at this municipality where there's accountability. So, people want to move to a municipality that works, and Midvaal is that municipality.
Well, we've got 257 municipalities in South Africa. Only 34 received clean audit opinions. And I think the question is, if one or 34 municipalities can achieve this, why can't every municipality? How, from a governance perspective, how difficult is it to manage a municipality to achieve a clean audit and to create trust amongst, businesses and individuals to invest in that particular area?
Look, it's not difficult. There's got to be proper systems in place. There's got to be accountability. One needs to ensure that, the municipal officials that you employ within the municipality are suitably qualified. They are competent. They have the necessary experience. They can actually do the job, and it's not your CADA deployment. One's got to ensure that it's not family of the mayor that I employ as a town engineer of the municipality. But the second thing is that there's got to be sheer political will to get things done. And I think this is why many of the municipalities across the country are failing, because there's a lack of political will. Public representatives that are elected by the people often forget what their duty is, and which is supposed to be serving the community who has elected you into those positions. And I think from a Midvale perspective, we're getting those right, but there's also a level of accountability that has to be there, you know, where things like corruption, maladministration is dealt with. There's got to be consequence management if you are found to have been involved in corrupt activities. And also another thing, you got to ensure that you have a very strong performance management system as a municipality. I spoke about accountability. So when you speak about accountability, how do you hold the administration accountable, each and every employee of the municipality? So Midvale Municipality has a performance management system where we do an evaluation of each and every employee of this municipality, and you know, that's where we take action if you have failed to meet your key performance indicators, and where you're not performing, where we can then look at how do we intervene. If we try to intervene amicably and it still doesn't help, this is where then we can look at disciplinary action if required.
So there has been disciplinary action against employees at the Midvale municipality if they didn't comply with their KPIs. People are being held responsible if they don't do their jobs.
Definitely, everyone is held responsible. Even myself, as an executive mayor, you know, as the Democratic Alliance, we have a governance unit who also monitors the work that I do, and I got to ensure that I promote the party's values and principles. And I think it's the very same thing within the municipality. So each and every employee of this municipality understands that they will be held liable for any illegal action or activity that they may be involved in. And I just want to say that this is a very strong culture of performance that has been instilled in this institution over the years where we have been in government as the Democratic Alliance. Mm-hmm. And because of that, that culture has rubbed off. It's filtered down to each and every employee of the municipality. So, regardless to which executive mayor you will have in office, the culture remains within Midvale, which is a culture of performance, serving the community to the best of our ability. And I think this is, what makes us different to many of the other municipalities across the country.
Just lastly, crime or crime prevention, the responsibility of the national government. And you've also alluded to economic development in the area. Do you see, instances where the construction mafia is intimidating or delaying certain projects in the area? And how do you work with the police to get rid of them? Get rid of them or have these people prosecuted?
Yes. Look, the construction mafia problem, I think, is a nationwide problem currently, that we are facing as a country. But within Midvale, there is zero tolerance to the construction mafia. And the reason for that is because, we empower our local SMMEs, our local businesses within the area who occupy that space. And whenever there are opportunities, they will know exactly which businesses locally, etc. Because normally construction mafias are normally people that are outside of that specific area, where they can protect their identity, where they are not known to the individuals in that area. So we've got businesses here that actually occupy that particular space. But also in terms of combating crime, the municipality invests in the region of around 7 million rand annually. And it is one of our fundamental pillars, which is, to ensure that our residents in Midvale are safe. We work very closely with the community policing forums, the CPFs, the Biertwach, Neighborhood Watch, the local security cluster. And we also, within that budget, we capacitate our CPFs. You know, we'll procure two-way radios, we'll procure things like torches. You know, we even issued out thermal heat drones to our CPFs, those that are located in our rural areas, because Midvale is a semi-rural municipality with a lot of farming, you know, land and agricultural holdings. So we've issued out these thermal heat drones, which assist them to combat crime within their areas. But we've also installed, you know, your license recognition cameras throughout Midvale. So immediately when a vehicle that has been involved in a crime elsewhere enters our jurisdiction, it automatically notifies our control room, who then in return inform the CPF or report it to the South African Police Services. And I must also give credit to the South African Police Services in Midvale, because, you know, they've opened up the door to work very closely with us to combat crime within our area.
Pieter, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Pieter Teixeira, hy is die burgemeester van die Midvale munisipaliteit. Johan, hy laat dit eenvoudig klink en op die einde is dit seker maar net leierskap.
Dit is so reg. Ek dink baie keer weet wil mense dinge meer gecompliseerd maak as wat nodig is, en as jy net terugkeer na die basiese goed toe, kan jy resultate wys.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.